ప్రేమస్వరూపులారు,
ఎంబాడిమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ లవ్.
శాంతి నీ లోపల ఉన్నది కానీ బయట లేదు.
పీస్ ఇస్ విత్ ఇన్, నాట్ అవుట్ సైడ్.
అవుట్ సైడ్ నో పీస్, ఓన్లీ పీసెస్.
Dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam, the most happening place on the planet. And yes, the month of August is slowly winding towards the beautiful celebration of Krishna Janmashtami. On the 30th of this month, we will have the rejoicing ceremony of that Lord who has really enticed masses over generations away from materialism into divinism, into love for God, into the message of Bhagavad Gita. For centuries, people have been reading the Bhagavad Gita, and every time you read it, there is so much more that you discover. When the Lord came down again as Sai Krishna, it is the same message of Bhagavad Gita that He gave it to us in the form of Vahinis, in the form of His discourses and lovely poems and letters. What is conveyed in Bhagavad Gita is what was given to us again in an interesting format, and distilled from the Bhagavad Gita what is most relevant for current times. And the moment you think about Krishna, you think about love for the Lord, and the moment you think about Sai Krishna, that is what also comes into your mind. You would have never ever imagined so many people, at least all the people that we know in the Sai circle, all the people who have been touched by His love. You, me, we would have never been what we are today but for this beautiful form. Just like when Krishna came, He just captured everyone so much that all of them felt the world is worthless, the world is useless. Why am I going after all this when I have something which is the greatest adventure, the greatest romance, the greatest joy? And it's the same that you felt when you came into the fold of Bhagavan. You felt, why am I using my life, my time, my energy, my education in doing something else? Why can I not sublimate it? Why can I not center all my activities towards the goal of pleasing Him, loving Him, serving Him, seeing Him? And that is what happens every time the avatar comes. And as I told you the previous time, every time we see these beautiful forms, every time there is the resurgence of Prema Dharma. Every time the avatar comes down, it is these hundreds and thousands of people who are now filling their lives with love for God. And it happens through direct experience, through indirect experience. While Valmiki was someone who saw Rama, you had Tulasidas who visualized Rama and composed the Ramcharitmanas. While you had Radha who saw Krishna, you had Meera who visualized Krishna, and her poems were equally compelling. Her devotion lifts you just by reading her poems, listening to her outpourings of love, and it's the same that happens every time the avatar comes. While there are some who were fortunate to bask and be contemporaries, there are so many who derive so much inspiration from that, that the prema dharma that takes birth continues for generations and continues to emancipate life, continues to provide solace. Because of Sri Krishna emerged Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Once while speaking to the students in the Institute Auditorium, Bhagwan mentioned how once when Sri Krishna Chaitanya or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as he is adored, when Mahaprabhu was once dancing and singing ecstatically, oblivious to everything, immersed in the contemplation of the Lord, he entered Navadvip, the place of his birth, and there, like it happens every time, people encounter the saints of the Lord, the devotees of the Lord, people immersed with the thoughts of the Lord. There are some who are happy, there are some who are jealous, and there are some who oppose. They cannot stomach what is happening. And there were leaders of the town who joined him. And at the same time, there were people opposing him. So many were joining in the Nagar Sankirtan and the kirtans that Sri Krishna Chaitanya was leading in the streets of Navadvip. And all kinds of people joined now. Swami narrated how there was once a thief who joined this group. He saw so many people joining and he thought, wow, this is a great gathering. There are so many. I can very easily pick their pockets because they are all singing, dancing. They don't even know what is happening to them. They all seem to be not aware of their bodies at all. I can very easily steal from their pockets. So with that intention, this thief joined this group. But the euphoria of the group was so much. The ecstasy in which everyone was swimming in the group could not but affect the thief. And he also started singing and dancing. Everyone was doing that, and that fervor was so intense. And after others had left, this thief just thought, what just happened to me? I entered the group with one intention. What took over me? And he just sat there. And he was just watching Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And he saw there were a small group of children around Krishna Chaitanya now, and they were listening to a discourse by him. And the thief just could not control himself. He ran towards Chaitanya and he said, Master, you are giving advice to so many people. So many people are coming to you. They are so happy being with you. They want to spend time with you. You give the holy name to all these people. Why don't you do that to me also? And Chaitanya said, tell me who you are. Then I will give you a message. And the man immediately confessed and he said, Master, I am a thief. I have been leading the life of a thief. I am a liar. My name is Rama. That is what the name my parents gave me. People call me Rama the thief. And Chaitanya said, what a pity. No problem. I will give you a message. But will you give me Guru Dakshina? What will be your offering in return to me? And the thief said, well, I can give you a share in the booty that I get from stealing. I can give you a little share from my loot. And Chaitanya said, no, no, I don't want anything from what you are doing. Give me one promise. Give me not any material thing, just a promise. Can you give up stealing? And the thief said, Master, I'm prepared to offer you anything, but I cannot give up stealing because that is what I know and that is the only thing I know. And that is how I fill my belly, so I just cannot do that. Then Chaitanya said, okay, in that case, I will still give you the sacred name, but I have one condition. Wherever you go for stealing, before you do the stealing, you must recite the sacred name 108 times before you break into the place, before you pick up things and hide and run, before you engage in any such act. Just chant the name 100 times. Just chant it quickly 100 times and then 108 times, and then you do your work. And the thief said, okay, this is doable. I can do this. And the thief promised Chaitanya that he will, no matter what, do the chanting and then do the stealing. Bhagavan says, Sambhashanam Sankata Nashanam. Conversation with a holy person itself removes your sankata, removes your distress. Sparshanam karma vimochanam, the touch of a holy person obliterates the effects of all your past deeds. And what did Chaitanya do? Chaitanya touched the thief's head, blessed the thief, whispered into his ear 3 times. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And the thief touched the feet of Chaitanya as he was leaving. He saw a large number of people going to Chaitanya. And he spotted a rich man there. He knew that rich man. And the thief thought, oh, the rich man and his entire family, they all have come to Chaitanya, which means there is nobody in the house, which means I can very easily break into their house now. And the thief straight went to the rich man's house. Given his skill, he broke into the house. He entered the safe room in which all the valuables were kept. He saw the gems there. He was about to pick up, but then the promise that he made Chaitanya came back to him. And he said, okay, I will just chant 108 times the mantra that Chaitanya Master had given me, and then quickly I will pick up my loot and flee from this place. And he sat there, closed his eyes, and he started chanting the mantra. 108 times, he must do it. And as he was doing this, he closed his eyes. And it just happened that within that time, the lady of the house who had gone with all her jewels suddenly came back because she just felt that she wanted to change some of her jewels. And she suddenly saw this stranger in the room. And she was very surprised that this person was in deep meditation. And she thought, how did this holy man come inside our house? We are blessed. He didn't even inform us. He has come into our house and he has chosen our house to do meditation. And when we were not there, he's meditating and sanctifying our house. She immediately went and called her husband. And the thief was still chanting. Because the thief had given that promise to Chaitanya and Chaitanya also had touched him. There was an aura about him. And the rich man and his wife thought, here is a saintly person. He has really honored us by his visit. We must prostrate before him. We have to worship him. And they thought, it is all the grace of Chaitanya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to town and along with him so many saintly persons also would have come. And it is our fortune that one of them has chosen to be in our house. They wanted to know more about him. They wanted to ask him, how did he come inside the house? And how they can serve this holy man. And even as they were waiting for him to open his eyes, the thief opened. And to his astonishment, he saw that there was a large group of people. They were standing in front of him and all were looking at him with a lot of reverence. And the master of the house, with folded hands, with all humility, he asked, oh, sir, may I know who are you? Where have you come from? Our house is sanctified. We are sanctified by your visit. Please take food in our house. Please consider this as your own house. Please redeem our lives by giving us this honor. And the thief thought, oh my God, if by mere recitation of the Lord's name can bring me so much honor, so much respect. I came here to steal, but people are here to worship me. And I just chanted the name of the Lord, following the orders and the promise that they gave to Chaitanya. I didn't even do it really, genuinely, sincerely. I just did it because I had to do it. Imagine if I really chanted the name of the Lord like a saint. What can it do to me? Where can it not take me? And at that very moment itself, he gave up stealing. He prostrated before the master of the house and his wife, and he told that lady, mother, let me tell you the truth. I am a thief. I am no saint. But this is the glory of Chaitanya. He touched me. And now I am a new person. I just want to go. I want to spend the rest of my days contemplating on God. I want to lead the life of a true ascetic. And the people were so moved by the sincerity of this so-called thief that they arranged to carry him in a palanquin, in a procession around the village, and in all honor and respect and love, they left him in the forest where he wanted to be. the man went back to Chaitanya and he sought his blessings and said, "O Master, bless me so that I can really become a person worthy of being called a follower of Krishna Chaitanya." Krishna Chaitanya had never seen Krishna the way Radha had experienced Krishna. But Krishna Chaitanya had experienced the Radha Bhava. Krishna Chaitanya had experienced the power of making yourself like a flute. He had experienced the joy of becoming an instrument in the hands of Krishna. And Krishna himself gave his name to him. When he was born to Jagannath Mishra, who was a poor Brahmin, but a very pious man, and his mother Sachidevi, both of whom were from Brahmin families and they were very, very religious. Mother brought him up with great love and filling him with sacred teachings. Pandit Nilambar Chakravarti, a renowned astrologer, foretold that this child would become a great man, a great personage. And that is the reason why he actually gave the name of Vishwambhar. Vishwam is world. That is the name that was given to Shri Krishna Chaitanya after his birth by the astrologer. But the ladies of the neighborhood of Navadvip, they were calling him Gaurhari because he was of golden complexion. But his mother used to call him Nimai because he was born under the neem tree. Very beautiful as a little lad. Everyone loved to be with him. Everyone loved to play with him. And he was very, very intelligent. Soon, he picked up Sanskrit and all the scriptures. And he came to be called as Nimai Pandit. People used to go to him for his scholarship. He was in his teens, but he had mastered the scriptures. He was a great intellectual, learning the Panini grammar, learning the different shastras. He was known for his superlative memory and IQ. And it was during this time that there came to the town of Navadvip another scholar by name Keshav Mishra of Kashmiri. He was called Keshav Kashmiri. And this Keshav Pandit was a scholar of renowned reputation. And nobody had challenged his scholarship. Nobody could win him over in an argument when it comes to the scriptures. No one could find a fault in his compositions. He was a great poet, grammarian, master of the scriptures. And it was at this point when he came to Navadvip that there was an interaction between Keshav Pandit and Nimai Pandit. The students of the Vrindavan campus had staged a beautiful drama in the divine presence of Bhagwan in the year 2013, and they had enacted this lovely interaction between Keshav Pandit and Nimai Pandit. You should listen to a little glimpse of that presentation.
Salutations to you.
Pranams to you, Panditji. Welcome to Navadvip.
We are all on a tour across Bharatavarsha, tasting the waters of scholarship that flow in her many rivers. We arrived here yesterday and heard of your fame, Nimai. People speak very highly of your teaching of the Paninis grammar. Curiosity brings us here to test your scholarship.
Yes, I do teach grammar. But the truth is, neither am I able to impress my students with my grammatical knowledge, nor do they understand me comprehensively. But I have heard that you are a learned scholar of all scriptures and a poetic genius. In your presence, I am only a novice, nothing more.
No, Nimai. We have come all the way to Navadvip to debate with you. You are most welcome to sample my scholarship and talent. I can compose poetry on the spot. I shall accept defeat at your hands only if you can find any fault in my compositions.
Who am I to find fault in your excellent poetry? Can you sing to us some of your brilliant compositions describing the glory of Mother Ganga?
It will be my pleasure. Listen, all of you.
Samridham Saubhagyam Sakala Vasudayah Kivamitat Maheshwaryam Leela Janita Jagat Kandaparasa Atamutam Subanasa Sudha Saundaryam Desalilam Ashivam Na Shamayata.
Panditji, that was excellent. What a beautiful composition, eulogizing Mother Ganga, the life giver of the whole of Bharat. Your 100 verses have flowed as evenly as the flow of Ganga herself. I accept, Keshav ji. Nobody can parallel your compositions.
Thank you for your compliment, young man.
Your poetry is so rich and complex that nobody can understand it except you and Goddess Saraswati. We would be happy if we can hear the meaning of any one verse from your own lips.
Which verse do you want explained?
For instance, the 60th stanza.
Vibhavatyadbhuta guna
Amazing, Nimai! This is the first time you're hearing my verses, which I composed like the blowing wind. How could you memorize so perfectly even one stanza of mine?
The same power that propelled you to compose so spontaneously, that very power also graced me to recall it. Talent is not a gift of God, Keshavji. Talent is God.
Yadyat vibhuti matsatvam Shrimadurjitam evava Tattadevavagachatvam Mamatejo Shasambhavam.
Could you explain to us some of the special features and defects in that verse?
There is not an iota of flaw in any of my compositions. They are full of similes and alliterations.
But if you do not get upset, I have some doubts to clarify.
You're welcome to clarify your doubts.
You are referring to Ganga as the second Lakshmi. Generally, without first mentioning what is known, one should not introduce the unknown. In the word Dvitiya Shri Lakshmir, the quality of being a second Lakshmi is the unknown. As the word Dvitiya is the unknown in this compound word, the intended meaning of equality with Lakshmi is lost.
I see your point. Please, continue.
Then again, Bhavani means wife of Lord Shiva. But when you say Bhavani Bhartu, the husband of the wife of Lord Shiva, there is a case of redundancy. Also, it may lead to a wrong impression that Bhavani has a second husband.
Right. Absolutely right. Marvelous indeed.
You have used alliteration to great effect. In the first line, the letter Ta repeats 5 times. In the third line, the letter Ra repeats 5 times. And in the fourth line, the letter Bha occurs 4 times. But the second line is bereft of any such ornamentation. Is it not a break in order?
Nimai, not only is your memory stunning, your scholarship is unmatched. In the whole of Bharat, today is the first time someone has corrected me in this manner. Forgive my haughtiness and pride, Nimai.
You are elder to me, Panditji. Please do not fall at my feet, or else I'll be a party to sin.
So that is how bright and brilliant he was as a scholar. But just as we know, the mind does not give you peace. Great intellectual sharpness does not fill your heart. There was this emptiness in Nimai, even though he was renowned for his knowledge of the scriptures. And it was during this time that his father Jagannath Mishra merged with the Lord, and then he had to travel to Gaya to do the final rites of his dear father. And in that, in the sacred town of Gaya, as he was meeting many people, destiny took him to the house, rather the hermitage of Ishwarpuri, a person who was always steeped in the bhava of love for the Lord, an evolved soul. When Ishwarpuri met Nimai Chand, Nimai Pandit, even before that meeting happened, Ishwarpuri was telling his disciples, in this Kali Yuga, there is only one way, and the easiest way that anyone can take to experience the bliss of the Lord is through the chanting of the name of the Lord. You don't have to do yagas and yajnas and other sadhanas that people had to do it in earlier ages. And he was saying, this revolution of Nama Sankirtan is definitely going to happen in this Kali age, and there is going to come a person who is going to bring about a spiritual renaissance. And it is in this context that the meeting of Nimai Pandit and Ishwarpuri master happens. Just being in the presence of Ishwarpuri fills Nimai with so much peace. And he asks Ishwarpuri, have you seen God? Can I also experience God when I see you? You are so filled with that bliss. Even though I know so much, still I have not experienced that bliss. It reminds me of Vedavyasa, who after compiling, classifying the Vedas and everything, still there was emptiness. And when he went back to the Lord said, if you want to feel that bliss, write the stories of the Lord, write the Bhagavata, swim yourself in the tales, miracles and leelas of the Lord. That is what will clear up all the dryness in your heart. Fill yourself with that wetness of devotion. Drown yourself in that. Perhaps it is the same experience, the same stage of spiritual journey that Nimai Pandit was in, and Master Ishwarpuri poured into his heart, rather opened, unlocked the reservoirs of divine love that was there in his heart. And he told him, all this knowledge is fine, but learn to love the Lord. That is what will give you that peace. That is what will make you absolutely a part of being with the Lord. It will give you that experience of divine union. And it is this meeting that completely changed Nimai Pandit. He took initiation from Ishwarpuri and the master gave him the mantra of Krishna and told him, you are to sanctify every breath, every pore of your being with the name of the Lord, and share this wealth, share this treasure with as many as possible. That is the mission of your life. And that is when he was renamed as Krishna Chaitanya. It was Ishwar Puri who gave him that new life. And Nimai Chand returned to Navadvip as Krishna Chaitanya. And there the people in Navadvip who were Krishna devotees, now they were so happy because they have got back their Nimai. But Nimai now is not just a scholar, he has become a Krishna Bhakta and he's lost all the time. He is in another world and he could not but pine to go to Vrindavan. He could not but pine to go looking for that love of the Lord that the gopis and the gopalas experienced. And he started shedding tears of separation from the Lord. He became like Radha, who could not wait to be with Krishna again.
श्याम मिलन के प्यासे अखियां श्याम मिलन के प्यासे अखियां श्याम मिलन के प्यासे अखियां श्याम मिलन के प्यासे प्रेम बेल हरि चरण निपटे चरण कमल विनाशे तुम ही द्वार का देश तुम ही हरि वृंदावन के वासे श्याम मिलन के प्यासे अखियां श्याम मिलन के प्यासे अखियां श्याम मिलन के प्यासे अखियां श्याम मिलन के प्यासे
What is this? I hear anklets.
रूप रस रहस्य योग रस निषाद
राधा कभी कृष्ण कभी कृष्ण है राधा रूप रस रहस्य योग राशन अष्टमी का चंद्र दोनों है आधा राधा कभी कृष्ण है राधा प्रेम योग मेरा भेद भाव की बाधा राधा कभी कृष्ण है राधा राधा कभी कृष्ण है राधा
So that is how Krishna started playing hide and seek, just like he used to play with Radha, with Krishna Chaitanya, and Chaitanya was all the time lost in this bhava. At the same time, he was on that mission to inspire everyone to chant the name of the Lord. I remember the Satya Sai organization also, when it initially started, what really started the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization was the Nagar Sankirtan. That was one of the very first activities that Bhagwan mandated and which Bhagwan was so happy with. Chanting the name of the Lord and doing it with vigor, doing it with love, doing it with sincerity, doing it with that energy. Just like when Bhagwan sings a bhajan, the whole Kulwant Hall, the whole audience erupts into ecstasy. I think that is what is the most glorious of all sadhanas, beneficial of all sadhanas in the Kali Yuga. And that is the reason why you find the bhajan movement being such an indelible part of the Sri Satya Sai organization and the mission. And that is what Sri Krishna Chaitanya also did in the 16th century. Of course, there were people who opposed, there were people who were jealous. There was Chand Qazi, who was a Muslim ruler. And the people who were jealous of Krishna Chaitanya, they went and complained to Chand Qazi, saying, no, this person is not genuine and he is luring people and is revolutionizing people, he is collecting groups and doing all this chanting. So the Chand Qazi, the ruler, came and he broke that mridangam or that khol, that instrument, and he said, you cannot make all these noise. If you do, then you will have to become a Muslim. You have to embrace Islam. And when Sri Krishna Chaitanya came to know of what treatment his followers are getting, how people who chant his name are being tortured, their instruments are being broken, and they are being threatened to embrace Islam, that is when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered all the people in the town to appear, and in hundreds and thousands of people came, and he asked everyone to come out with a torch in their hand, and like a sea in waves and waves, people followed the march that was led by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and chanting the name of the Lord with vigorous Nagar Sankirtan, they swept that town. They were divided into so many groups, and in that procession they went into the house of Chand Qazi, and Krishna Chaitanya was in the presence of Chand Kazi, and he touched Chand Kazi. He spoke to Chand Kazi. At the end of that conversation, when Krishna Chaitanya finally placed his hand on the head of Chand, that touch did something so inexplicable for Chand. He immediately felt something within rising. He felt something has happened within, and he fell at the feet of Krishna Chaitanya, and he also joined the Sankirtan party. He also said, I want to experience this bliss. What have you done? You touched me and I am now a new person. I want to be always in this bliss. Forgive me and make me your follower. And that is how everywhere Krishna Chaitanya went, just his presence, his touch, his looks transformed and pulled people into the sadhana of Namasmarana. Imagine how many lives were transformed. There was a leper who was not coming near Krishna Chaitanya because he said, no, I don't want to defile you. And Krishna Chaitanya went and he embraced that leper and he said, I know you are going to end your life. He said, yes, because nobody likes me and I don't know how to survive. It's better I die. Maybe if I die, then I will reach Krishna. And Krishna Chaitanya said, if by killing yourself you can reach Krishna, then I would have done it many, many years ago. It is by pining for Krishna, it is by chanting his name, it is by ceaselessly loving him that you can attain Krishna, not by giving up your life. Making the best use of life is how you can attain Krishna. And he touched the leper and all the wounds just vanished and the leper became blessed with a new life. His life was resurrected with the name of the Lord to spend the time in the contemplation and ceaseless chanting of the Lord. Krishna Chaitanya toured many places, sacred places of South India. He wanted to go and settle down in Vrindavan or Mathura, but his mother told him, no, you be near us. Go to Jagannath. Go to Puri. It is the same Krishna who is there in Puri. Navadvip and Puri are not very far. If you are in Puri, I will know about you. I will know how you are. There will be some communication because we are talking about a time when there was hardly any communication, means of communication in the 16th century. And obeying the wishes of his mother, Krishna Chaitanya lived up to the age of 48 and he spent his time in Puri. And there are many beautiful stories about Sri Krishna Chaitanya from the 31st year when he continuously lived in Puri and worshipped Lord Jagannath and spread this message of Nama Sankirtana, transforming the lives of hundreds and thousands into the Krishna Bhava. And we will, in the coming episode, dwell into some of these beautiful drops of nectar from the life of Krishna Chaitanya as we immerse ourselves in this Krishna Bhava. Let us not miss this opportunity of Janmashtami. Let us develop even a little of the love that gopis and gopalas had, and experience that Krishna Bhava, and make our hearts wet and drenched in this love. This indeed is the greatest adventure of our lives. So we'll continue this, dear brothers and sisters. As always, if you have any queries, you can write to listener@ssmediacenter.org. You can also send us your queries and comments to 9393-258-258, our WhatsApp number. Offering this little satsang at His Lotus Feet, I take your leave. Jai Shri Krishna, Jai Sai Ram.
Narayan bhajan Narayan, Narayan bhajan Narayan, Narayan. Tan man ranjan bhav bhay banjan asur nikandan Narayan, Narayan bhajan Narayan, Narayan.
Jai Narayan.